We welcome into our studios for the first half of Mugs in the Morning today. We have never looked better, and we are graced by Miss Nebraska and Miss Nebraska's teen. We have Mackenzie Gregory in with us this morning, and Gabby Swift. Welcome in, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. A big weekend here in North Platte this weekend. We kind of previewed it when Megan Doty came in, the executive director of the Miss Nebraska organization, and kind of previewed it when she came in last week. You gals are here for the actual event. It's called Crowns and Gowns, and two big days. Actually, did you do anything yesterday in connection to kind of lead into the big events this weekend?
Well, you did something.
Yes, I did. We crowned our final two teens for the 2026 season.
Okay.
And so that was super exciting. We just had that right here at the prom shop. They got crowned. There were two at-large titles, so
okay.
That was awesome.
Mensch, do you have the names?
Emma Jensen and Leilani Catlett.
Okay.
Yes. So super excited for them to join the sisterhood.
Do you know where those gals are from?
Leilani is from around Holdridge, and then Emma Jensen's from right here in North Platte.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So another local girl.
Okay. And are you from North Platte?
Yes,
that's
I am.
What I thought.
Right here in North Platte.
I thought. Yeah, I was relying on my memory, which is oftentimes faulty. But yeah, when you first got the crown, I was like, I was connecting that too, and wanted to confirm that. And I was talking with Mackenzie earlier. You're from the Twin Cities, Scottsbluff,
yes.
Gearing.
Yes.
You actually are a graduate of Gearing High.
Correct. Yep.
That's kind of weird because you're in a town that has North Platte High as Bulldogs.
Gearing. Right. Gearing Bulldogs. That's right. That's right.
And you kind of consider yourself from Scottsbluff, so.
Yeah, born and raised in Scottsbluff,
yeah.
And we have pretty deep roots back in the western side of the state, so
yeah.
I've lived there all my life. My parents have lived there all of their lives,
yeah.
Grandparents, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So.
We'll start with you, Mackenzie, about, you know, when you won it, it was last June,
mm-hmm.
The competition. Was that held here in
yes.
North Platte? That's
yep.
what I thought.
Yep.
So what was that like for you?
Incredible. It was incredible. I've competed a number of years. This would have been year five for me,
mm-hmm.
And over a total of 8 years with some years off in between. And so the moment of actually seeing all of my hard work over those years come to fruition and this big dream that I'd had for myself that I really never thought would pan out for me, and then it did. So, I mean, you really can't describe that feeling with words.
No, I imagine that's it's so deep. I mean, I see some of the pictures, you know, after these girls win these crowns,
yes.
and you can kind of tell
yep.
it's a lot of pent up emotion.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
yep.
you're so excited, and I'm sure these competitions prepare you somewhat, but you never know until they announce your name, right?
That's so true.
You're the one.
Yep.
Because there's so many qualified people that are involved in these.
Yep.
So.
And you look around and you see everybody who is so qualified
yeah.
and they're so articulate and kind and compassionate, and they're doing amazing things with their service initiatives. And, you know, it's easy to think that you don't measure up. But so especially then when you hear your name as the winner, again, it's just an incredible feeling.
For sure. So what have you been doing since June to represent Nebraska? Because I know you all have platforms
yes.
and you call it service initiative, I
yep.
guess.
Yep.
So talk about that a little bit and what you've been doing to spread that around
yeah,
the region.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what I've been doing, Gabby has been doing some incredible things with hers that I'll let her talk about as well. But
yep.
My community service initiative is called The Wellness Way, and I'm a physical therapist assistant by trade. And so I saw, working in a hospital setting,
mm-hmm.
I saw two different types of patients or two different like groups. One group was 90 and 100 years old, and they're able to jump up and hop up and, you know, do literally whatever they needed to, all of their hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a group of, you know, 50, 60-year-olds who weren't hardly able to get out of bed even. And I realized by, you know, talking to these people and watching them that the one difference between these mm-hmm. two groups of people was how they prioritized their health. And they all could do things differently, like maybe some of the older generation, you know, prioritize their eating habits more or their movement habits more. But the difference between the two groups is mm-hmm. that the 90-plus-year-olds, they were prioritizing their health. They were putting that as a priority in their life. And so that's what I do with my community service initiative, is I spread the message of that your habits now matter for when you get older, and you know, your quality of life now as well. So I talk to a lot of different schools, a lot of different community organizations. Recently, I've been traveling to a lot of different schools, speaking to small schools who may have never really even seen a Miss Nebraska. And so that's kind of what I've been up to. Obviously, we've had Miss America in there as mm-hmm. well, and but it's been a crazy ride. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Gabby's been doing some incredible things with hers as well.
Yeah, talk about that,
yeah,
Gabby.
So my community service initiative is Beyond the Mirror, which is support for eating disorder recovery. And so I'm a full-time student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. So I'm super busy, and I can't travel as much as McKinsey because I have classes every day, all day. Uh-huh. But I'm able to really post on social media and get the impact out there, as well as I'm working with the legislature. And I have a bill that's actually in the legislation, getting produced in the legislation right now, and that's to have private insurance companies cover eating disorder treatment here in Nebraska. And there's a hearing coming up super soon that I'm going to be able to testify at my own hearing for my own bill, so that's super exciting, and we will pray and hope that it goes through the legislation completely.
It's probably way more common than most people would guess. If you ask people, you know, they've heard about eating disorders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How common is it, and is it something that is mainly a younger thing that younger people deal with, or does it affect adults too?
It's very, very common, but just not talked about. And so that's what I love to do, is talk about it, because it's very hard for anyone to talk about and bring it up because it's such a sensitive topic. It definitely mostly ranges in the teenage high school years, but it can start as young as age 10 and go all the way up to age 60. Yeah. Especially because of social media. Now kids love to compare themselves to things that might not be real, but they foresee as real on social media. Mm-hmm. And so it can be super hard, but that's why I'm working super hard to have those kids, those teenagers, and even adults be able to not compare themselves and just go past the social media that they see.
Is it something that that young women are more likely to struggle with than guys?
So a lot of people see that, but actually guys struggle with it a lot too.
They do.
Yes. Okay. It's just not seen or heard about because guys are supposed to be so tough and not supposed to show their emotions.
Don't talk about things like that, right?
Exactly. They don't like to talk about anything, and especially emotional-wise. And so it's just never seen in guys because they don't get the help that they need, but young women as well. And 77% of people here just in Nebraska don't get the recovery that they need because they don't want to talk about it. And so that's why I'm working with them as well.
And I'm sure you saw that too, going through high school too.
Yes, absolutely.
Some of those struggles, and that's how it became a passion for you to obviously make it your platform too. So if the law passes, what would happen there?
So right now, to get recovery here in Nebraska, it can cost anywhere from $100,000 to $130,000.
No kidding.
Yes. And so for families, that's just not eligible. They don't want to have to choose their loved one or recovery. And so I'm working super hard. If that gets passed, they'll be able to use their insurance and to be able to use that to get recovery for their children or for themselves. And this law is only in the state of California right now. So it'd be really huge for Nebraska to get this.
So did you model some of the things that California had in there?
Yes, we did. I'm working with a senator, Senator Dungan, right now, and he was in contact with California and some of their senators of how we can correlate and how Nebraska can correlate to what they did down in California.
Okay. What is the difference between the role of Miss Nebraska and Miss Nebraska Teen? Is it pretty similar for the most part?
It is. We do go to a lot of events together, but I look at it on the terms of like the populations that we're speaking to. So obviously Gabby is a role model just by rights, but especially for young teenagers and, you know, the teen age group, right? So then Miss Nebraska, I am going out more into like community sectors. I mean, Gabby's doing all sorts of crazy stuff too, but a little different, just population and goals, right? Mm-hmm. And then as Miss Nebraska or Miss Nebraska's teen, she can go on and become Miss Nebraska in a couple of years if she so chooses. So
yeah. And Mackenzie, she's able to travel a lot. This is her full-time job. Yeah. And as a teen, it's not technically it's my full-time job, but also I have school. And so I have to prioritize multiple things in my life right now. So traveling for me is a little bit harder just because of school. But whenever I'm able to on weekends or if I'm able to on a school day, being able to travel is obviously something I love to do.
What's the overall motivation? Because we think of pageants mainly being an outward beauty thing, but mm-hmm. it's so much more. It's the complete person. It's stepping back and look at things from a holistic standpoint.
Absolutely.
complete health.
Yep.
Too. What motivated both of you to pursue these crowns?
Yeah. Mine is twofold. So I'll bring you back to when I was 17 and I very first stepped foot on a Miss America stage. That would have been, my title was Miss Old West Balloon Fest when I had won that one. And mm-hmm. truthfully, that was on, I don't want to say a whim, but kind mm-hmm. of a, like, that looks really, really fun. And I felt this intangible pull to compete. And that I knew that if I, you know, aged and I was 30 years old and I looked back, I would regret if I had not taken that step. Now, seeing the sash on me as Miss Nebraska, I know why that I had that opportunity and why mm-hmm. I had that pull. So I competed that first time and really loved it. I love dancing on stage. I love being on stage, talking to community groups and bonding with all of the other pageant sisters and mm-hmm. and whatnot. But I had to, like you said, understand what the deeper meaning behind it for me was. Mm-hmm. And that was the insecurity and the small thinking that was holding me back.
No kidding.
I
had the presence of mind to realize that was
right
holding
away.
You back?
Not
okay.
right away.
Okay.
Like I said, it took me 5 times to get here. I competed at Miss Nebraska 5 times before I was able to get the crown. And so all of those other times prepared me for this last time when I realized that I was thinking so small, that I didn't think somebody like me coming from a small town or coming from, you know, my financial situation, my insecurities, I didn't think somebody like me could have this title of Miss Nebraska. Huh. And so once that that switch flipped, I realized that I can accomplish so much more. And so that's my deeper purpose as Miss Nebraska, is to instill that, the big dreaming and the authenticity and, you know, the confidence in today's young ladies and little girls.
Do you see that? Is that kind of an epidemic in this generation or the past couple of generations? We put too much weight maybe on just how you look rather than, you know, the other things associated
sure,
with what we consider as the whole person and
I
what you can accomplish.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from social media too. Social media is fantastic. It can be a great tool for a lot of different things. And we can stay connected to people that, you know, we wouldn't have been able to otherwise. But as Gabby mentioned, it's easy to compare ourselves, and not just physical, not just looks. Like you mentioned before as well, it's easy to go on stage and, or even just through life, and look around at what everybody else is doing, seeing all the crazy things that they're up to and mm-hmm. accomplishing and, mm-hmm. you know, their intelligence and their articulation and compare yourself to that. And I think, I do think that as a young person, young 20s, teenagers, I do think it's becoming more and more prevalent to, you know, we really have to pour into them and build up their confidence and their empowerment.
That's a great message.
Thank you.
I think we're just kind of wired to, when we start out and become young adults, it's just all about comparison.
Absolutely.
We have our idols, and it's okay to have, like, you know, I had my sports heroes growing up because I was into sports and all that. I want to be like them. But at some point you have to say, I mean, God gave me certain abilities
Absolutely.
And talents.
Yep.
He wants me to, you know, go a different track maybe.
Yep.
I don't have to be, you know.
100%.
Yeah, I don't have to be like a person I admire necessarily. I can still admire them and want to have some of their talents, but realize what God has gifted us
Absolutely.
With and say, how can I use that to benefit other people?
And that was one of the turning points for me this year as well, was learning what my strengths are. And learning to not compare those to other people, learning what I can bring to the table, what I have to offer, and how God made me, and how I can use that to serve other people.
That's a great message. What about you, Gabby?
Yeah, I don't even know how to come back from that.
That's pretty hard to top, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was hard to top. That was really amazing. For me, it was definitely a couple different things as well. My grandpa, I always tell everybody, I wanted to continue his legacy. He was a car sponsor, Bob Spady, for the Miss Nebraska organization, and he donated his life and his cars to this organization for so, so long until he passed away. And I've always been behind the scenes with my family. I was a little sister. We always hosted girls. My grandma, my grandpa, they hosted girls. So I've always been just back there, and I knew that one day I wanted to carry on his legacy, mm-hmm. and it just happened that this year was the time to do that, and I think that's so amazing. But also, I wanted to advocate a lot, and that was one of the main purposes I wanted to do this, was being able to advocate for eating disorders and get out into the state of Nebraska and advocate for those who might not have a voice or that don't want to share their voice. And it was really accomplishing. I was a senior in high school when I was started competing, and after I started advocating for eating disorders, a couple girls came out and came and talked to me saying, hey, I've been really struggling with this. What do you recommend? I need help. And so that was really comforting to know that my voice is making an impact even just in here in North Platte, but not only the state of Nebraska.
That's wonderful. Let's lock in on some of the events going on this weekend, because that was kind of the original purpose.
Of those people that you said we admire, right? We've got a Miss America coming to town.
Right.
Yeah.
As far as today's concerned, a competition going on at the college this evening. What is both of your gals' roles in the competition?
Yes. So we'll be showcasing our talent. We will be, you know, kind of talking on stage every now and again.
Okay.
It'll be a pretty quick type of competition. There's, I think, Miss Girls competing.
Yes.
So we'll crown a couple new Miss title holders that will join the class of 2026 for Miss Nebraska in June. So we'll be around. We'll be helping with rehearsals. We'll be helping with the show. And then Miss America 2000, Heather French Henry, will be in town, and she will be emceeing the pageant. So we'll get to interact with her for the rest of the day and for the evening for the competition as well.
Okay. How many girls are competing? Have you?
There are five misses. Unfortunately, no teens, but we did crown two teens last night, so it makes up for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The ones you mentioned earlier?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. That's great. And then the Empowerment Luncheon with Miss America 2000, Heather French Henry. Seems like she's kind of made this her passion since she was crowned, just to go all over the country and give, I'm guessing, very speeches that are very inspiring.
Yes, absolutely. And when she was a title holder, when she was Miss America, her platform at the time was veterans advocacy. So she spreads that message, but then her keynotes and a lot of the things that she speaks about for pageants and women's empowerment and, you know, that realm is what I had mentioned before. Every dream has a purpose, every story has a purpose, and every person on earth here has a purpose. And so it's an inspirational, very inspirational message, and I'm excited to hear what she has to say and inspire me to continue and keep working on some of the goals that I have.
I mean, from what I'm hearing from you, Mackenzie, you could kind of easily step into that role and
well,
be another person
that's
to go around.
Next on the docket, but we'll
I mean, do you have aspirations of possibly doing that sort of thing?
I do.
Continuing to speak to different groups?
I do. And that's so crazy that you said that, because I remember the very first time that I stepped on a stage. Actually, it wasn't really a stage. It was a elementary school gymnasium, and I gave a speech to the whole school for the elementary school, and I was would have been 18 years old, and I was freaking out.
I think you would be so
nervous, like hands are shaking. Public speaking, I've always been a little nervous about it, but obviously throughout the years, and then this year especially, I've just really grown to love the idea of sharing stories and talking with people, connecting with people.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of been working on some things to hopefully be able to continue that just without the crown and sash on my person.
That's great. Both of you, I can tell, we're going to have great things. It's not just this is a year thing. I mean, this is going to continue for many years to come, for sure. So this event tomorrow with Heather French Henry is going to be at North 40 Chop House right here in downtown North Platte from 1 to 3. Still some tickets available from what I understand
Tickets at the door.
They can show up at the door. They can get them online. Miss Nebraska.org, I think, is the website.
I believe most of the tickets now are just at the door.
Okay.
So we'll mainly be able to get them.
You
when
check
you show
the
up.
Website, see if they're still offering. If they aren't, you can show up tomorrow.
Yes.
But probably better show up pretty early, because they're probably going to sell
gonna be
out
full.
Pretty quick.
No, and we would encourage, this isn't just an event for people in what we call pageant land. This isn't just for the pageant ladies.
Right.
This is for, you know, women in the city of North Platte.
Anyone
Anybody
wants
who wants
to be
to come,
inspired.
100%.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's what it's for.
Little girls, younger, you know, young women, middle-aged women, women of all ages. Anybody is welcome.
You have and workshops going on throughout the weekend, basically,
yes.
too?
Yeah, yes, I believe those start today.
Okay.
A few of them.
All right.
I don't know.
I think most of them start tomorrow, and Heather will be heading up most of those as well. So we'll get to hear her speak a lot, and I will have my pen and paper in hand writing down all of the tidbits that she says. But most of the workshops will be tomorrow and Sunday, and we'll have a variety of other people as well that will be doing some workshops. Our board president, Jody Holen, is doing one. And then the executive director, Megan Doty, and I will be talking to our delegates about the job of Miss Nebraska, the job of a title holder. We'll be doing like a little yoga class in the morning on Sunday.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different things. We also have headshots going on with Divine Studios. They're from Kansas City, and they come and do the official headshots for all of the Miss Nebraska contestants. So they'll be in town. We'll get to take our final forever Miss Nebraska and Miss Nebraska teen photos as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been looking forward to this weekend for quite a while.
Yes, absolutely.
And now it's here. The weather is cooperating wonderfully.
Yes, and we get to spend some time with all of the class of 2026 Miss Nebraska title holders.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gals enjoy the weekend. You know, it's kind of interesting that this is what the sports people refer to as Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
But for you, it's kind of the Super Bowl in another way,
right?
Exactly.
Right.
Looking at it, right?
Yep.
Getting together and getting to inspire ones that you can look back and you were in their shoes not
Absolutely.
Too long ago. And now you have the crown and you get a chance to speak to impressionable young ladies, right?
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Thank you both, Mackenzie Gregory, Miss Nebraska, and Gabriella Swift. I'll call you Gabriella here at the end. You probably hear Gabby all the time.
Yes, I do.
Nice to hear Gabriella once in a while. And I like saying it. It's kind of fun,
It's a pretty
too.
Name.
Miss Nebraska's teen, thank you both for stopping in this morning. Enjoy the weekend, and maybe down the line we'll catch up with you again.
Sounds good.
I know this is the best the studio can look with you two.
Thanks for having us. I don't think it can get any better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll take a break on mugs. When we come back, we'll get Lori Bergman in here from Double Dips. There's ice cream for breakfast coming up tomorrow morning, too. Are you ladies going to eat ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Gonna have it's not against the rules.
We'll be there. We'll be there.
You just have to make sure it's only a small scoop, right?
Yeah,
just a little.
A little bit.
All right.